This is Quick Shots with Will of Two Drunken Penguins and Antarctican's Anonymous Radio Production. What's up, folks? This is episode 2 of Quick Shots. And in honor of that, it will actually be a double shot tonight. A couple different segments of thoughts that I've had on this world of sports that I've taken notice here recently, starting off with fighting in sports that don't normally have fighting in them, such as a couple weeks ago, there was a fight in baseball, Major League Baseball. There was a fight between the Pirates and the Reds. Then, over this past weekend, there was actually a fight during a WNBA game, which, to my knowledge, has never occurred before. I could probably be wrong about this, but I've never seen this take place. So this actually caught me completely off guard to see it unfold. It wasn't the best of fights that I have seen take place in a sport outside of boxing, UFC, or even hockey. I've seen some good fights take place in the NBA. I've seen a decent fight take place even in the NFL. But to really see a good fight in a sport that does not have fighting as its specialty, it's few and far between. So when you look at these sports, when you see baseball players fighting, sometimes I can sit there and be like, yeah, you know, the passion between these players, it's a rivalry game, especially those are the ones that you get to, you know, sit a little bit more on edge for, potentially something like getting a couple batters hit by a pitch is going to spark something off, or balls thrown really close, you know, high and away or something, in whatever. Nonetheless, there may be a fight. It might actually happen. But when the fight happens and the dugout's clear, the bench is clear, bullpen clear, everybody, all members of the teams descend into one mass scrum in the middle of the field, close to around the mound, because that's typically what happens. You get, oh yeah, it's a fight, and then all of a sudden you really start watching the fight, and you tend to see it turn into more of a slap fight. They're not really throwing punches because they aren't fighters. They truly show why they're in the profession that they are in. They are baseball players. They are not professional fighters in any aspect. I mean, back a few years ago, whenever the Red Sox and the Yankees got into a big fight, Pedro Martinez practically just slapped down, oh crap, I can't think of his name, but the old-ass manager for the Yankees, he threw him on the ground. He didn't hit him, he didn't do anything, he threw him on the ground. I mean, that was taking it nice and easy on the old man, but still, they weren't really fighting. Fists are being thrown. I mean, there's a bunch of swings, but nothing's really connecting. Just like in WNBA this past weekend. It was a night to, you know, honor, I guess, in some capacity, by having bobblehead night for, my pronunciation's going to be horrible for her name, but Grainer. No, I'm sorry. I'm sure others know actually how to pronounce her name better, but she's out there. She's 6'9". It's supposed to be her night that they're kind of honoring her, bobblehead night, special occasion. She's getting tangled up, down low, waiting on trying to get a rebound. And what happens? She doesn't appreciate how they separate. Goes chasing the other girl halfway down the court, trying to fight her. The other girl has nothing to do with it. She takes off, running in the other way. But there's still swings. There's still punches being thrown. Is anybody actually fighting? Fighting? No. But it was an attempt. It was disappointing. When I watch fights that take place in these type of sports, it better be a good fight. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. You're not helping your team. You're going to get suspended. So what's the point? This isn't hockey. Hockey actually allows for these fights to occur. You get 5 minutes in the box, and then you're back out there playing again. It's expected. The sad part is, even in hockey, fighting has statistically, if I could talk right, gone down. Last year, there was a whole lot less fights that occurred during games. Not sure why this occurred, but nonetheless, it did happen, which is very disappointing in my book, because aside from all the big hits, the incredible shots, and amazing saves, fighting is hockey. These other sports, they have fights that they shouldn't be having. I mean, you see attempts at fights in the NFL, guys getting pissed off, but then they start swinging on their whoever they're pissed at, and the guy's still wearing his helmet. How is that going to be effective? It's not. You're just going to hurt yourself hitting him in the helmet. Go burn him on a 50-yard touchdown. Do something, to get under your skin that way. Blindside hit him. I don't care. One way or another, there's other ways to get your aggression out on your opponent in football and legally. In these other sports, either make the fight worthwhile by actually having a legitimate fight, or don't waste the time, because all you're going to do is just hurt your team. Your ego is going to get made fun of, because eventually all these sports programs are going to watch how you were fighting, and 9 times out of 10, they're going to make fun of how you were actually fighting, because you're not a fighter. Nothing about you that screams, "I can punch and knock a dude on his ass." You might be big, you might be strong, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can knock the guy out. You can inflict any damage whatsoever. So, I like the passion that it shows, but at the same time, cut it out. These other sports just need to stop. It's almost a travesty to see it play out, because it's so disappointing. When you get to watch other sports like hockey, like boxing, like UFC, where these guys fight on a regular basis, they know what they're doing for the most part. Well, that I only say most part just because I included hockey into this. But they know what they're doing. They're not just doing it to save face, or however you want to categorize it. So, just stop. Play your game. Keep it moving. That's all you gotta do. Other sports, especially WNBA. I mean, maybe it might cause a small bump in your overall ratings. Get people to watch and pay attention just for the hopes of, oh, here's a cat fight. You know, you can send your hate mail later. I'm just talking here. But, yeah, if you're in a sport that isn't about fighting, don't waste your time. And that's all I've got. Like I said, I appreciate the show of competitiveness that you have, the passion for being able to go out there and try to make your team better, and then you might be getting frustrated. I understand all that. But if you're not a fighter, if you're not in a sport that actually allows fighting to an extent, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't embarrass yourself in the long run, because that's practically what's going to happen every time. Now, my personal thoughts in regards to the whole fighting in hockey, I really wish it would apply to real life, everyday situation. That would make things go so much smoother in life, I think. You got a problem with somebody, go ahead, duke it out, sit in the box for 5 minutes, and then keep your life moving. But I think I'm going to end this segment on that. Be back in just a minute. Alright, so I want to finish this up with a couple thoughts in regards to some of the news in the NFL that's kind of hit my brain here recently. Going right back to Antonio Brown, touched on it this past weekend on the True Drunken Penguins main podcast, where he was out due to frostbite on his feet because he wasn't wearing proper footwear in his cryotherapy session. He had severe blisters and everything, whatnot going on there. Then he also was filing a grievance with the NFL in regards to his helmet. Even threatened to retire from the NFL if he did not get to wear the helmet he's been wearing for years. They go and they deny his grievance. They ruled against him. And does he follow through on the threat of retiring from the NFL? Hell no. Of course not. Who expected him to actually retire? Was there a single soul in the world that follows the NFL and has been following the drama that is Antonio Brown? Did anybody believe him? I sure as hell didn't. No, you're not going to get his, use your same helmet anymore. Big freaking deal. Like, of course. You're out there, you're trying to make money, you're trying to prove a point that you are the best of all time. That's what you want to do. You've built this legacy, though you keep trying to screw it up because you keep talking and running your mouth about all sorts of bullshit that you really don't need to be wasting your time on. But, nonetheless, this is what you are doing. This is AB. This is what he seems to be thriving on is drama. Don't know why. To each their own. But, yeah, he's not retiring. He's not leaving the NFL. He's going to go out there and he's going to try to play once his feet heal up. And then he's probably still going to be disappointed because he went to the Raiders and he's stuck with Carr. And Carr is not a Big Ben. He's not the same caliber quarterback as Ben Roethlisberger. It's going to take time for them to build the rapport that AB and Ben had in Pittsburgh over the last 9 years that they played together. It's going to take time. He'll probably be out there expecting it to happen overnight. And any person that watches football on a regular basis knows chemistry takes time. It's not instantaneous. It doesn't happen like someone like AB would probably want or expect. I mean, AB's own son asked when they showed up to training camp here where Ben was. He doesn't get it. We don't get it. But he's off in Raider Nation. He's taking his drama there with him. More power to him. I still just find it funny that he will go through all these antics of, oh, I'm never going to play if I can't use my helmet. Hey, I can't wait to be back on the field with my teammates. Like I said, I'm not shocked. I can't seem to think that anyone could truly be shocked that this is playing out this way. Whatever. Then we've got a situation with quarterback in Indianapolis, Andrew Luck, who is once again dealing with injury. He missed the entire season with injury, came back last year, and played rather lights out. I was impressed at how well he came back and contributed to their playoff run and everything. Now he's back out injured again. Potentially even going to miss the first regular season game for the Colts. So it almost makes me start to question his durability. Is he truly going to be the quarterback that he should have been? Or is injury just going to pretty much ruin his career for what might be left of it? He had great promise. He truly did have great promise. But these injuries have truly come and bitten him and hurt him. I'm just thinking, as a person that plays fantasy football, do you look at last season and say, well, when he did come back, he was stellar. I think I'd be all right with drafting him, putting him on the bench. Or is he just too much of a liability with always seeming to be coming up with some injuries? A lot of these quarterbacks come up with injuries quite often. There's not that many that are truly durable. So, food for thought. Just questioning situation and possible longevity of even his career, the way things seem to be happening for him right now. And the last little tidbit, it just kind of hit me actually earlier this evening, was I seen they were talking about Coach Nagy and Mitch Trubisky, however he's wanting his name to be, of the Bears. And they're talking about how Trubisky is starting into his second season with Nagy as head coach, this, that, and the other. wondering how, with getting more of a grasp of the playbook and what's expected of him, how it will help considering they did win their division last season. Wondering how it's going to progress from this point forward. And it just reminded me of when Trubisky was actually in the draft a few years back, how everybody was questioning how good he was actually going to be, considering he only played like that one season in North Carolina. Like, he only had one season under his belt. And then they're trying to act like, oh, it's going to be great, this, that, and the other. But there were still a lot of questions hanging around him, how well he really would do. Well, I think since he's been drafted, he's done surprisingly well. Some might not find it as surprising, others will. I am one of those that am actually kind of surprised at how well he is truly grasping playing at the top level. Now, mirroring to this season, you've got another quarterback that came into the league picked relatively high in Daniel Jones for the Giants. Everybody's looking at him. Minimal starts. How well is he really going to be, you know, able to adapt to the NFL? Is he going to truly be that good of a quarterback that the Giants should waste as high a draft pick as they did on him? Haskins should have been picked by the Giants instead. He would have been a better fit. He could have started sooner because Eli's getting to be quite the questionable quarterback and leader in New York. I'm almost, just due to the fact of how Trubisky is done, and then seeing that small little glimpse, yeah, it's preseason, it's not a real, real good, you know, litmus test as to how someone's going to perform given a regular season game and consistent play. I'm almost wanting to side with the idea that maybe Daniel Jones could be another Trubisky situation. It's just something that kind of, it clicked in my head tonight, and I was like, you know, we might need to actually keep an eye on this kid for reasons other than I think he's going to fail. I still think New York Giants fucked up with their pick. Now, I'm starting to slowly feel like he was maybe even a steal in the draft. It was a bit of a reach, but he may truly be the future of the Giants organization and get them at least back to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to put him as to winning the Super Bowl with him, at least not yet. But deep in, we'll put it at deep into the playoffs, potentially on a regular basis, that as long as they can have a decent wide receiver core that isn't injury prone, that isn't getting busted for PEDs, you know, you've got Saquon Barkley, who they better make sure never leaves New York if they ever want to have a chance of winning anything, because that dude's just a beast. There's no two ways about that. Saquon Barkley is a man at the running back position. So, Giants definitely need to make sure that he never goes anywhere. But with Daniel Jones as their quarterback, I believe they may actually be a strong contender in the NFC East every year. I know I've got a bunch of friends that are Cowboys fans that are, got even my co-host on our regular podcast is a devout Eagles fan. I've got some other friends that are Eagles fans. I've got, let's see. I know they're all going to look at me, even the relatives, they're going to look at me and be like, how the hell are you going to say that the Giants are going to actually be contenders? I'm just got this gut feeling going about it right now. And I think it's something that everyone should truly be keeping their eye out on. But maybe that's just me. It's the whole point of these quick shots. Just giving thoughts off the top of my head, practically. Sometimes they're well developed, other times they're just shooting in the breeze. But hey, it is what it is. That's gonna do it for me tonight, folks. I shall catch y'all again this weekend when I link back up with Robbie. We bring to you another exciting Two Drunken Penguins, an Antarcticans Anonymous radio production. I'm out.